man. To Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again as we look into the precious word of the true and the living God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, this is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've joined us for a few more moments of fellowship and Bible study together. Those of you who have a complete Bible, if you'll go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, that's where we'll begin our study, the first book of the Bible, chapter 3, just three chapters over, is where we'll start our study. Those of you who have a New Testament, if you will go to the book of James, we will be studying a little more out of the book of James also. And of course, those of you who have a complete Bible, you can go to both places. You can go to Genesis as well as James because you have the complete Bible. But those who have just a New Testament, you only have the 27 books of the New Testament. You do not have a complete Bible. We're delighted for those of you that are joining us today. Perhaps some of you that are joining do not have a Bible or a New Testament. We have a free New Testament that we would like to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid. If you'll get a pencil and paper, we'll be delighted to give you our mailing address, and you can write to us, and it will be our joy and privilege to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. We'll also send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture. We'll send you other Christian literature, gospel tracts, our first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. All of these materials will be sent to you in one packet, and it'll have my name on the return address. And we do look forward to hearing from you. It will be a joy to hear from you. Now, let me give you our mailing address. It's very simple. You can just write to me, Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs. And then Post Office Box. You can put a capital P period, capital O period, and then capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and it is 825. That's the number of our Post Office Box, 825. And then on the next line, you'll put the name of our town, which is spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio, capital I-G. N-A-C-I-O, then put a comma, and then capital C, capital O, capital C, capital O, and a period. That stands for the state of Colorado that we live in. And then our zip code comes next, and that's very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. That's the zip code. Again, 81137-0825. And of course, on the last line, you will write United States of America. United, spell capital U, U-N-I-T-E-D. United States, capital S-T-A-T-E-S, and then small letters, O-F, and then capital A-M-E-R-I-C-A. That's United, U-N-I-T-E-D, States, S-T-A-T-E-S, of, capital O-F, or just a small letter O-F, it's a separate word, of, and then America, capital A-M-E-R-I-C-A, United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are always a great blessing and encouragement. Now in the book of Genesis, again, chapter 3, as we're studying about this remarkable statement that God made concerning the seed of the woman, and we're leading up to this statement, here we are reading in verse 10, as God spoke to Adam, Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Adam reveals with his own tongue his sin that he has committed. And over in the book of James, chapter 3, we're reading about the tongue and the warning that's given to us concerning the tongue and how we use our tongue. In verse 1, he warns teachers to be careful what they teach, because we will have to give an account of what we teach. That's why I like to have you look at the Scripture yourself. Look at the Word of God yourself, so you can see that what I'm telling you is the truth from God's Word, and it's not just my idea. And so we're in James chapter 3, verse 1, over in the New Testament, in front of the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, some little books, and James is one of those little books, and then right before James is a longer book called Hebrews. And we're in James chapter 3, verse 2. For in many things we offend all with our tongue. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect or a mature man, and able also to bridle or to control the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. That is, a big ship has a rudder, a small rudder underneath it, and the captain of the ship can turn that huge ship with that helm, that is, which controls the rudder. With the helm, he can turn the whole ship by turning that rudder, and the whole ship is turned. So he's using this as two illustrations of the tongue. Verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. A third illustration of the power of the tongue. He's talked about the horse being controlled by rein and bits that we put in its mouth, the ship being controlled by a very small rudder, and now a great fire can be started by a little spark. A great fire can burn down a whole forest by just a small match that struck and starts the fire. Just a little fire. And so he's talking about the power that's in our tongue, verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. What's he saying? He's saying that our tongue, because of our sin nature, that sinful nature that we're born with, that we received from our parents all the way back to Adam, from Adam because of his rebellion and sin against God, we all have that sin nature. We're born spiritually dead to God and alive unto sin. And thus, this little member of our body can do great harm. It can cause great heartache. It can cause tremendous suffering. And how many wars have been started because of words from the tongue? How many people have been destroyed because of words that came from the tongue? So he's saying that the tongue is like a fire, a world of sin or iniquity or ungodliness, so is the tongue among the members of our body. Verse 7, for every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. What does he mean, full of deadly poison? He means that that little member of our body can cause such heartache, can cause such turmoil, can cause such trouble, that it can actually bring death into the lives of people by the words we speak. Someone in a position of power and authority can cause someone else to be put to death by the words that they speak. Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men who are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And so he's talking about the tongue, how that this little member of our body is full of deadly poison. That is, it can do great harm. It can cause death. It can cause heartache. It can cause sorrow. It can cause grief. It can cause and create all kinds of problems in the lives of people. Gossip is a terrible thing that's caused by the little tongue. I remember a man and his wife who were standing in the front room of their home, and they had a big window, and the man was kissing his wife. A neighbor walked by and did not recognize it as his wife. And so she began to spread a rumor that the man was cheating on his wife, that she saw him kissing another woman. And the rumor began to spread, and eventually it reached the wife's ears, and she thought that her husband was being unfaithful to her. And it almost split their marriage up before the truth was discovered, and it was found out that it all began with a lie, and that he was true to his wife and not unfaithful at all. Oh, the problems that the tongue can cause, the heartache and the grief and the sorrow that it can bring about. Beloved, be careful with your tongue. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you speak, because it can cause all kinds of problems. If you can control your tongue, the Bible says, you can control your whole body, because it's the most difficult member of your body to control, that little member of the body called the tongue. Well, we look forward to letting you fellowship with us again in our next broadcast. Our time's about gone, so we must say goodbye and God bless you.